Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from two passages in the Old Testament and one out of the New. First, out of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, beginning at verse 11. When Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord and the royal palace, the Lord appeared to him at night and said, I have heard your prayer, and I have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices. Verse 14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And then out of the book of Revelation, last book in the Bible, chapter 3, verse 20, look, Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. And then out of Psalm 46 in the Old Testament, verse 1 and 10, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Well, shortly after the attacks on the United States, on September 11th, 2001, Brian Gumbel was interviewing Anne Graham Lotz on a network news program about those attacks and all that followed. Anne is the daughter of the late Reverend Billy Graham and a remarkable Bible teacher herself and multi-published author. Among other things they discussed during their lengthy interview, Bryant Gumbel asked Anne this question, why didn't God stop this, referring to the attacks of September 11, 2001, or do something about it? To which Anne responded very calmly and candidly in a number of places, but in particular right in this instance, she said, Bryant, for years we have told God we didn't want him in our schools. We didn't want him in our government, and we didn't want him in our finances. She then went on to say, we need to make up our mind individually and as a nation. Do we want God or do we not want him? He is always there. And today, here we are 20 years later. What would our answer be to that question? Do we want him in our lives, in our schools, in our government and businesses? God gives us free will to choose him or not. That's the answer to the question we hear all the time. Why does evil happen? Why does God allow evil to happen? God gives us free will. He prefer it didn't, but he gives us free will to choose good or evil, to choose him or not, to be with him or not, to do good, as I mentioned, or to do evil. And we see both choices being lived out in our lives, in our communities, and throughout our nation and the world. And as we discussed the past few weeks, God remains always there. We are never alone. He is there to turn to and follow, as the Lord said when he was speaking to Solomon that he hoped his people would do, to turn to him. But do we, as individuals and as a nation or a world? What will it take for us to see and to remember that he is there, to turn to him, to move toward and into the life that we were created to live, to not waste the time remaining before us, however long or short it is, and instead to begin to have the impact in the lives and the world around us for good that we should have. The reminders are many. They have been in my life, pointing us to him and to the path and the life that we were meant to live and that we can live. And not only is he there in the quiet moments of life, in the times of worship and prayer, times of fellowship with others in his name, and in all the times and places where we'd expect to find him, but God is also there in all the storms of life. When we lose loved ones or can't move on into the next day of the life before us, in all the worst, most difficult, or heart-wrenching moments of life, he is there. When lost and feeling all alone, abandoned, and no one seems to care, and we're not sure we can take one more step, he cares, and he's there, wherever and always. But if you're anything like me, despite all the reminders, you still let things get in the way of spending time with Him, our refuge and help, our ultimate source of strength and peace and hope. We don't find the time to spend with God, who is always trying to get our attention, always waiting to show us the way to the abundant life, the life beyond anything we can imagine, that we are meant to live with Him, and to the impact that we were meant to have in the world around us. We say we'll find time later. We promise that to ourselves, but we don't until maybe we get a needed reminder. Like this young executive in a story I read recently who was in his brand new car taking a shortcut to the office through a downtown neighborhood and probably going a bit too fast. He was at least watching for children darting out from between parked cars and at one point slowed down when he thought he saw something. As he passed by, no children ran out in front of him, but instead, a brick smashed into the front passenger door of his car. He slammed on the brakes, backed up to the spot where he thought the brick had been thrown. Angry as all get out, he jumped out of the car, ran toward the nearest kid he found, actually it turned out to be the one who did it, got in his face and shouted, "What was that all about? And who are you? That's a brand new car and it's going to cost a lot to fix the dents caused by that brick you just threw. Why'd you do that?" The young boy was very upset and apologetic. "Please, sir, I'm sorry, but I didn't know what else to do," he pleaded. "I threw the brick because no one would stop." With tears dripping down his face and off of his chin, the boy pointed to a spot just around a parked car. "It's my brother," he said. "He rolled off the curb and fell out of his wheelchair and hit his head. He's paralyzed and can't walk or can't use his arms, and I can't lift him up." Sobbing, the boy asked the now quiet man, "Would you please help me get my brother back into his wheelchair? He's hurt and he's too heavy for me." Now, having moved with the boy toward the wheelchair and moved past his anger as well, the man gently lifted the boy's brother back into the wheelchair and with his handkerchief wiped the blood from the cuts and the bumps and scrapes which were on the face and head of the young boy's brother. A quick look beyond the cuts and scrapes told the man that everything else seemed to be okay. "Thank you, and God bless you," the grateful child told the stranger. Too shook up for words, the man simply watched as the boy pushed the wheelchair with his brother down the sidewalk toward their home. It was a long, slow walk back to his car for him. The damage to his car was bad and very noticeable, but he never took it in to repair the badly dented front side door. Instead, he kept the dent there to remind him of that moment and to remind him to slow down in life and to share life with others as well. To not go through life so fast that someone has to throw a brick at you to get your attention. My friends, God whispers into our souls and speaks to our hearts. He tries his best every day to get our attention. Lately in my life, he has been doing his very best to slow me down and teach me some things I really needed to remember, things I knew from a long time ago, but let the constant pull and hectic pace of the world cause me to forget. In the midst of everyday life and the tension between the pull of the world and the sacredness of the important things and people, it's always, always our choice to listen to God or not. Sometimes, as that man in that new car realized, when we don't have time for the important, we may need and get an unexpected reminder. I know that I have many times in the past. How about you? Are you going through life so fast that you're missing the important things in life? How would the people closest to you answer that question about you? Maybe it will take a moment, an event, maybe even a brick, to stop you or me long enough to begin to rebuild that bridge to Him, to get our attention and to spend time with Him and with others. Maybe our time today will remind you and me again to slow down, to pay attention, and to turn toward and walk the path that he set before you and before me with a God who loves you and me. Think about this for a moment. When was the last time you spent some time, some quality time with him? Not just a few minutes or moments in prayer, and that's okay, but I mean some quality, uninterrupted time with him. When was the last time that you had the mental image of crawling up into his lap and just sitting there and talking and listening to the God who created you and who loves you? God is always there at our door, waiting to come in. I hope a brick won't be necessary to remind us of that. Maybe just a turn toward him will do it. Something, my friends, for us to remember today and every day. He is always there waiting. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you for that reminder. I mean, every day you send that reminder to us. Remind us of what's important. Remind us that you're there. And as the Lord told Solomon, if my people will turn to me, I will heal their land, forgive their sin. Thank you for that reminder. Help us to do that. Help us to do that, knowing that when we do, you will walk with us into all the life, the abundant life, the life beyond anything we can imagine that you have planned for us. Thank you for that, Lord. And also thank you for the privilege of walking with us and allowing us with you to help others to live the life that you created them to live. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. We lift those who are going through illness, those who are traveling, those who are on mission trips now, Lord. Just be with them. And all those that don't come to mind that I've said, but you're already there. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for always being there for us. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.